Love and Marriage, Huntsville Season 2, 11 Lessons from a Married Couple. Today's lesson is from reviewing one of our favorite shows to watch, Love and Marriage, Huntsville, featuring three of our favorite couples to watch on TV, Martell and Melody Holt, Marcel and Latisha Scott, and Maurice Scott and Kimmy Grant. These are three couples like any other couples in the world, with the only difference being the magnifying glass of the own on them, the Oprah Winfrey's network. In this season, Martell took a big L, which means Melody took it as well by default, because this is a marriage at the end of the day. Marcel stepped up his family leadership game quite a bit, while Latisha still seemed to struggle with insecurity even beyond their nuclear family. Maurice was presented with a new type of challenge associated with fatherhood, within the context of stepping carefully and maybe on eggshells. We're gonna break it down. My name is Lola.
And I am Ola. I'm the co-author of the book, Get My Marriage Back with my wife Lola, which you can download for free at www.getmymarriageback.com. Is marriage harder because they are on TV?
It is important to note that every one of these couples have had to deal with additional layers of challenges to deal with. They have had to and will continue to have to deal with and process millions of public opinions about their own life with an unfair level of focus on their flaws and shortcomings. So that's never easy. Nonetheless, we have extracted a few lessons for those of us in or looking forward to being in a healthy marriage so that we can avoid as many of these mistakes as possible. We appreciate them for their vulnerability so that we can all learn from their example. Hopefully, they will stumble into this video someday and find value in it. We are not holding our breath on that, although that would be sweet. So how did we stumble into this show?
First season, Love and Marriage, Huntsville. We have been watching the show from the beginning when the first episode aired in January 2019, which is a little less than a year of our second phase in our marriage. Our first phase crashed at the 9 years mark when you asked me for divorce. It took me a year and change to attract you back, right? What we learned is that everything had to crash all the way down to a place where the marriage was irretrievably broken with no prospects for a reconciliation. So we're blessed to be able to come back together. And we naturally love watching these types of marriage related shows together. We've learned a lot and want to continue to share the lessons. The second season just wrapped up without a reunion in sight, and I'm suspecting it's because of the amount of damages between Martell and Melody's marriage. So Martell and Melody have been the stars of this season in a negative way, right?
Unfortunately, yes. In fact, they have finalized their divorce at press time. But it was avoidable knowing well that they are both still fired up with so much passion when they engage each other, although mostly in a very toxic way. So Martell seeks Maurice's advice in this one particular scene, and he pointed something important out to him that you just alluded to. As you know, Maurice has been through divorce already, so he has a more accurate context to offer advice from. In that scene, you saw Martell admit to not wanting a divorce, but we've seen him play the victim over and over in very childish ways. Maurice did a really good job explaining the collateral damages that everyone, especially the kids, is bound to pay for the rest of their lives.
You know, I know that you've had your fair share of, you know, going through divorce and things like that, and...
Martell, do you want to, like, go through a divorce?
I mean, deep down inside, hell no.
There's collateral damage for everybody. Even if it's the best situation, it's still collateral damage. Mm-hmm. And man, I'm saying until the fire goes completely out, fight for it.
So, lesson number one, divorce creates collateral damages for everyone. What was the best lesson moment of the season?
I do think the best advice came from Marcel when he said to Martell, "I would be so happy when you guys hit rock bottom." "Why'd you say that?" asked Martell. "You can't build up until you hit rock bottom, and the way you guys are going, I feel like you keep trying to catch yourself from hitting, and you're not getting it."
"How are you?"
"How am I?"
"Yeah.
I'm cool."
"I would be so happy if you guys hit rock bottom."
"Why do you say that?"
You can't build up until you hit rock bottom. Yeah. And where you guys are going, I feel like you keep trying to catch yourself from hitting and you're not getting it. You don't know how strong you are until you hit it and it don't kill you.
You don't know how strong you are until you hit it and it don't kill you.
I thought there were a lot of insights in that from Muscle. We went through a similar experience and you did not listen to me. Not necessarily literally, until you felt that you have hit a rock bottom. But guess what? When I asked you for divorce, that was rock bottom for you as an individual. But I also did not come back until I felt a form of rock bottom. There are many ways to feel rock bottom, and it doesn't have to be a terrible experience like divorce in your own marriage. It could also come from being a perpetual student of marriage and reading enough stories of rock bottoms that you can feel empathy for. On our next video, we will elaborate more on what it means to be a perpetual student of marriage and how to use it to build a healthy and joy-filled marriage. Lesson number 2, to enjoy marriage, be a perpetual student of marriage. How is this connected to Mattel and Melody's marriage crash?
Mattel, and to be fair, Melody, were not perpetual students of marriage, just like most married people in today's society. But typical men like Mattel need to understand that. Lesson number 3, in love and war, all is fair. Men need to pick one of these two. Do you want to be right and fair, or you want to be a respected and trusted husband that your wife consensually submits to? So the only way they could experience rock bottom, which is the best context for building marriage, is to experience rock bottom in real life. It can absolutely be avoided by not keeping scores with each other, which Mattel did a good job at, and learning from other people's rock bottom. Lesson number 4, leverage other people's rock bottom story. They are in real estate. They should know all about leveraging other people's money and resources to build anything worthwhile. So what is going on in the marriage of Maurice and Kimmy?
Maurice is a guy who really has good intentions when it comes to helping his adult stepson, but he needs to learn how to back off a little bit. Lesson number 5. In marriage, good intentions are overrated. Although Kimmy loves him very much, it seems like she would appreciate him to back off her baby a little, to put it nicely. She wouldn't admit that to avoid hurting his feelings, of course, but the body language speaks volume and people should learn how to read a little mind, at least in between the lines. Bonus lesson. In marriage, you have to read minds a little. You think Muscle is better than last season?
I think so, but he could always do better. The advice he gave Mattel was pretty insightful, but application can often present as a whole different monster when it comes to marriages. Lesson number 6. In marriage, application and theory are worlds apart. He's listening quite a lot better to his wife without coming off as controlling and judgmental, but I also think he was not tested as much in this season. Last season, he was tested by the very fact that the wife wanted to step out and be aggressive with her career personally. He handled that poorly by actively pushing against her when all he needed to do was to be supportive and allow her to explore and exhaust that option. One thing I know is that people always come back to their center with time. If she belonged in that world of a career woman, he would find a new center, but she would give him so much credit to overcompensate for that. And if she didn't belong there, as it seems now, she would come back to her center, which is the focus on being a mom, and a little extension of that to her podcast, which is about being a mom. But the credit she gives him will feel a lot sweeter. As men, we really need to practice infinite patience and avoid keeping scores with our ladies in any capacity. From my experience, whatever you give a woman, she multiplies. Lesson number 7. In marriage, leadership requires infinite patience. Lesson number 8. In marriage, avoid keeping scores and lead by example. Lesson number 9. Whatever you give a woman, she multiplies.
You can call it what you want to call it, but I'm a grown-ass woman.
Apparently.
And I have
and
four,
how you hear this
I
so
have three other grandkids.
I didn't even know you still were able to... Are you saying new kids or grandkids?
She has grandkids. Some grandkids, Marcel.
Oh, girl, I thought she was saying she has had a baby.
No.
Well, that's why you asked me how old he is.
That's what I'm asking. I didn't know you were still...
Do you think Marcel needs to back off his mother-in-law?
Absolutely. He may claim that this is how their relationship is and we should mind our business, But I can see that backfiring from a blind spot later. Letitia has a lot going on emotionally. She's demonstrating quite a bit of insecurity, especially with respect to her needy behavior with Melody. She seems like the type of person that can weaponize that kind of thing against her own marriage.
She said that you have been rude to her because every time she come here, you go upstairs or you leave.
That's not rude. That's fleeing. The relationship with me and your family, yeah, it's better now, but it wasn't as good.
With my family? How was the relationship with you and my family?
Is this news to you?
Yes. With you and my whole family?
How do you say this? I'm not saying that we disagree. I'm saying that we come from different sides of the track. We're different.
What the hell is that supposed to mean? Different side of the track.
I'm saying is that.
Don't go there with me.
I'm not. Listen, Tisha, I'm not saying.
Listen, just listen. I didn't like that statement you made.
That we're from different sides of the track?
Yeah, Marcel, what is that supposed to mean? What's the different sides of the track? Let me know what that means. What do you mean about different sides of the track?
The way Marcel relates with his mother-in-law can later be used by Letitia in efforts to support other cases against her own marriage. Sure, it's family, but he needs to treat his mother-in-law and every woman like a lady always. The banters can still find a place to fit in that. Lesson number 10, a man must treat every woman in his life like a lady. In conclusion, what do you think about Mattel's apology on Steve Harvey's radio show?
And after you apologize to her publicly, not privately, what I think as Steve Harvey, you should do to move forward. And I think we'll be able to put some type of closure to this situation.
Yeah. Okay. So to Melody, the person I've been with for over 14 years, I grew up with you. We've accomplished a lot in life. We got four beautiful children and, you know, I wouldn't be the person that I am. And I'm not talking about the negative things, but I wouldn't be the person I am without you. I do love you. I love what we stood for. And it's my my deepest hope that we can, you know, co-parent together, accomplish that and make sure that we raise our children in the same way that we wanted to raise them when we were together. So I just want to know that I am sorry to have put you through this, my children through this, our families through this. I mean, it hurts me. And I know it hurts you just as much as it hurts me. And I'm sorry, Melody, for everything that I've done, everything. And I thank you for the opportunities that you gave me. You gave me plenty of chances to get it right. God gave me plenty of chances to get it right. I remember us talking about things in terms of God blessing us and showing us favor. And then every time I step out, we lose that favor. And to you, I wish you the best in life, your career, and from the bottom of my heart, I am sorry. I am.
I think it's a bad idea. I'm not a fan of premature, unsolicited apologies because they can come off as manipulative and a continuity to past bad behavior. We will cover this in the next video in detail. Steve Harvey made a case for a public apology since Melody was humiliated publicly, but that's common sense. Common sense is a terrible guide to marriage and relationships. There are underlying emotions and triggers that can come from the weirdest feelings. So much wisdom is required beyond common sense. In fact, and in most cases, what you're doing is perpetuating the embarrassment that she has been experiencing with the marriage fallout on public display. Mattel should have taken enough time to work on himself first. Find himself, nurture a healthy relationship with the mother of his kids. Regardless of the divorce, it is in his best interest to treat Melody like a queen for the rest of his life, and a need for apology will present in a proper and non-awkward way in due time. It may not even ever be necessary. Lesson number 11, avoid tendering unsolicited apologies.
We have been through every single one of the emotions displayed in Love and Marriage Huntsville, and we cover our story in detail inside our book, Get My Marriage Back. You can download it for free at www.getmymarriageback.com. Also, you will see an opportunity to book a coaching session with us.